Smoke has been rising these days above Ukraine's western city of Lviv. It was here where Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovy said Tuesday's Russian bombardments targeted critical infrastructures, such as electricity facilities, that saw power and water outages. It came as residents here were still recovering from Monday's massive Russian strikes.
There are 26 rockets are coming. It was chaotic, nobody knows. So I went to a bunker, they showed me the bunker. I was there, and then I went to this bunker. It's unique.
Morning, not started with coffee, as you know. The longest air raid alarm from the start of the war. Yeah, some kids. My cat woke up with big eyes today, so it was not so good morning, not so good day, but we still want to work, to live. Life going on, so keep going, keep fighting. I hope for a better day tomorrow.
Elsewhere, authorities say the southern city of Zaporizhzhia was shelled again overnight, with at least one dead and buildings damaged. People across the country have been advised to stay in shelters and not to ignore air raid sirens. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that previous strikes were in retaliation for Saturday's attack on a critical bridge linking Russia with occupied Crimea. And he did not rule out more attacks. However, there have been growing Western concerns that Russia may resort to nuclear weapons following losses on the battlefields. British intelligence sources say there is no sign yet that Moscow is going beyond its nuclear threats. But with the war escalating by the day, worries remain over what the future may bring in this armed conflict that claimed the lives of thousands and uprooted millions of people. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.